Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 3rd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Pooya. How you doing, Pooya?
I am doing well, Taryn. Probably better than anyone else in that house, because no one seems to be too happy. But it's a good day. I'm feeling good. We didn't have to stay up till 7 a.m. for one-on-ones, no high roller. So it's going to be peaceful. I'm pretty happy about that.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 58 in the house, and we had an eviction, we had an HOH competition, and we had the fallout from that HOH competition. We'll talk about it here. We'll talk about it all. Make it happen.
Oh, yeah. That's what we always do. You know, we don't miss a beat.
Mm. Yeah. So prior to the eviction here, as Sarah Beth and Kylan were about to face the eviction, there really wasn't much that went on prior to the eviction. But there was one somewhat interesting thing that happened, which is that Kylan and Tiffany were having a conversation in the hallway bedroom area. It was an out loud conversation that referenced the cookout and the six. And then they realized after they had it that Alyssa was literally lying in that same bedroom under some blankets. And it was like, oh, did she hear? No, she didn't.
No, she didn't. And it's so funny to me because this is what, like the third time where something spilled in front of someone that may not have known what's going on. Obviously, this would have been a lot more of a consequence. Unlike when they talked about the name, the cookout in front of Hannah, like that, not starting up the cookout. What was the other one? So many names this year.
Royal Flush.
That's the one. Yeah. No, I mean, thankfully nothing happened for them. It would have been very dramatic if something had happened for us. So yeah.
Yeah. There's no Christies in this house, who are like, what? Hold on. Let me listen. So yeah, no cliff note moments. Sarah Beth is going to be voted out last night in the eviction episode. We got the goodbye message from Kylan, which was, exactly what we thought it would be. Remember that alliance? Yeah, I'm in that alliance. Then we got an HOH competition, which we talked about last night during the recap. We saw that Big D went down very quickly, and then Alyssa went down very quickly. Then Claire goes out, Hannah goes out, and it's down to four people. It's down to Xavier, Tiffany, Kylan, and Azza. Now, we need to set the stage here because as I've been talking about all week long last week, there was a lot of talk surrounding who is supposed to win this HOH competition, who's supposed to throw it. And they've gone back and forth quite a few times. It's been primarily Hannah driving this conversation. She has felt like, in particular, Xavier and Tiffany should not win the competition because what if they have to put up their person, Alyssa or Claire? That's not ideal. So it should ideally go to Azza, Big D, Kyland, or even herself. That way there's no situation where Tiffany has to put up Claire or Xavier has to put up Alyssa. Now, personally, I've always found this idea to be silly. Who cares? Here's how a functional alliance makes this work, right? Everybody competes in the HOH. Whoever wins gets to decide who goes home. Easy. Nobody has to be upset. You let the competition do the hard work for you. The second you try to interfere with the natural course of the HOHs and the competitions, that's when you start getting hurt feelings. And it was supposed to go this way. It was supposed to go that way. For as much as the cookout has perfected the brigade style of parachute alliance strategy, they have not figured out the just let people win the HOHs and then whoever wins gets to figure out who goes home strategy, because that's a much more effective one at keeping alliances together.
Yeah, like this isn't an embarrassment of riches where you've got so much going for you. You're in such a good spot. Like literally once Alyssa dropped, which by the way, she drops before the credits rolled on the episode, they were set. They're set. Everything's in place. There are two options to go. Whoever wins will put up the one they decide to target and we move. Like it really doesn't need to be beyond that. But I think once you start planning stuff like that, like you alluded to, people have expectations now. Expectations that will be shattered. Not everyone's going to be happy with what's going to happen at all. And you're put in a position where even though you should really be celebrating that, hey, we're guaranteed final seven, six out of the seven is us, you're left with some disappointment. You're left with some hurt feelings. This person's sad that this person's not comforting them. This person, like, it adds a whole layer of complication that didn't need to be there. But honestly, if that layer of complication didn't exist, did we have much to talk about today? Probably not. So at least we get something to talk about, get some scraps.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the more interesting option, but it's certainly the more effective one.
Right.
So it's down to the four of them, Xavier, Tiffany, Kyland, and Azza. So according to what Hannah was telling a lot of people in particular, Tiffany and Xavier should drop, and really all three of Tiffany, Xavier, and Kylan should drop for Azza. Azza is supposed to win this now, with Claire out and everyone else out, Alyssa out. Everyone should now just drop for Azza. Now this went about exactly how I thought it would, because Xavier the Martyr is going to take his drop first when he sees that nobody else is dropping so that he can complain later. Then Tiffany and Kyland are sitting there with Azza. Now, Tiffany does not want to drop before Kyland because she doesn't want Kyland to win. And Kyland is not going to drop before Tiffany because Kyland wants to be the one to give it to Azza. He wants to be the one who I could have easily obviously won this, but I will give it to Azza. So they are in a standoff and they're trying to, which of us is going to drop first so that the other one drops for Azza. And while they are in that standoff, Azza falls. Azza cannot hack it here. And she drops out of the competition. And now all of a sudden it's down to Tiffany and Kylan. And Tiffany doesn't want Kylan to win. And Kylan is like, well, now I should win. And so they just battle it out until Kylan falls and Tiffany wins the HOH.
Yeah, there's a lot of Enrique Iglesias syndrome going on where everyone's trying to be the hero for someone else. And like, they're going to try and figure out a way to paint themselves in a better narrative. I mean, we've seen Kylan do this with the with the whole giving the veto to Alyssa to get the second veto, to use it on Claire, to make Claire seem like, you know, I'm saving you. It's very much that energy. But ultimately, you know, with all of this going on, just Aza getting it would have been probably the best way, the easiest way. Again, because of how easy it is to know who the targets are, that is simple enough. Like you don't have to worry about, oh, are they going to put X, Y, Z person? I do like it for Tiffany ultimately to win, not necessarily from a game perspective, just from a historical perspective, winning it back to back. You know, this is something that we don't really see. So that's pretty cool. I like that. But yeah, I love that. You hear them trying to communicate a little bit, Kyland and Tiffany, while they're there. I'm going to set this up because I think this is also one of those little tidbits that's going to be important, where Tiffany tries to communicate with Kyland and Kyland doesn't really respond, but also later might say didn't really hear her.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're talking about Kyland trying to be like, hey, let's talk. Like, should you win it? Should I win it? Hey, can you guys give us a second? It doesn't work out particularly well.
No, not even a little bit.
Yeah. So Tiffany wins this HOH. Now, so the rest of the night is going to be just complaints. It's just like, I'm not going to torture everybody and sit you through every single conversation. Like literally Xavier spends the next, let's see, they finish this competition at like 6 or 9. Yes. Big Brother time, like 6:15. Which means that Xavier is going to spend the next, 9 hours just constantly whining about this HOH result.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, right? We've seen Kylan's Twitter make an appearance. I feel like Xavier is being set up for the sequel this week. I'm sure Twitter is going to be looking all over that. He was not happy. For, again, someone who, when you throw a competition, you should be, and you say you're throwing a competition, you should throw it with the decision. You've made the decision of, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to win. I am fine with whatever happens. I feel secure in my safety. End of discussion. But that's not the way it's going here at all. He dropped, but he's not happy about anything that's going to be happening after that.
Yes. Here are some quotes from Xavier. It's not fair. It was Claire's turn to go home this week, not Alyssa's. Alyssa was supposed to be seventh.
Facts. Yeah. And here's the thing. Xavier's my guy. I like Xavier. But I'll reiterate what I said last week with Kyland, where this is the week where you just got to let it go. Like, you've signed up for this assignment. The one person's going to sit on the block. One of you is going to sit next to them. You vote them out. It's donezo. Seventh, eighth. Like, again, this is when you plan too much. It's like a little too cute. If it was seventh and now it's eighth, tough, but it happens. You got to deal with it. You just got to deal with it.
And he's literally like, it was supposed to be this way. It was supposed to be that Alyssa was seventh. Yeah, according to you and Big D and Kyland, the other half of the alliance, the women of the alliance who haven't been carrying their weight, according to you 2 weeks ago, who have won this competition and the previous one and got Claire to do their dirty work last week, they wanted Alyssa out this week. Half of the alliance. Interesting that everybody wanted Alyssa to be seventh and she was supposed to be seventh. And it's not fair that Claire's not taking her turn. But we're saying that, okay. And Xavier himself, went on a little rant about Alyssa because she didn't fall in line completely last week when she told Claire that she was the only white person left. So she had to be seventh. She had to be eighth and couldn't be seventh because she didn't fall in line properly. All right, Xavier, come on. Let's get our heads straight here.
Yeah. And I mean, he doesn't know this yet, but really he's upset over 30 minutes because next week, one of them's leaving 30 minutes after the other anyway. So that is no bargain. You're gaining nothing from this at all.
Yeah. He's going to be making these complaints all night long. Now I do think that there is some value in trying to get other people riled up. But he should try to avoid being the only person who is genuinely upset about this beyond Big D. I mean, he's more upset about this than Azza. He's more upset about this than Kyland. He's going off about it. He does seem to get Azza a little bit more riled up than she was before, but Kyland seems to just be playing along with him at this point. But we will end up, we'll see what happens here with all of this. So Xavier's going to be complaining a lot. Tiffany, of course, explains that she didn't want to drop before Kyland did. She was waiting for Kyland to drop. Kyland explains that he was just waiting for Tiffany to drop, and neither of these explanations are very good. Tiffany lets Xavier know that he will be going up next to Alyssa pretty much right away, and that she is willing to put Claire up on the block if she has to, meaning if Alyssa wins the veto. There's just a lot of just people feeling bad after the HOH competition. Alyssa feels bad that she won so quick, or she lost so quickly. She's now a have-not. She's upset about that. She's going to be crying a bit for a little while. Big D is feeling bad that he still hasn't been able to win anything. He feels like the competitions have just been like nothing has been in his wheelhouse, and it's not fair. Tiffany and Claire are going to celebrate.
Yeah, so they're the only two happy people in the house, Tiffany and Claire. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Big D thing for a second. I feel bad for Big D because I feel like obviously when we saw the swings, I immediately was like, I'm worried. And then the cameraman was so shady, just zooming in on Big D from the beginning of that comp. It must be difficult. It really must be to see yourself constantly being put in these physical competitions that are just beyond your control to potentially win. So I do sympathize with Big D in that sense, and I feel bad for Big D. So I didn't want to mention that real quick. But yeah, and I think that everyone else being riled up would help. But also, I feel like X at this point is suffering from, he clearly has a specific way he sees the game. Like he does, obviously he's analytically, he thinks a couple steps ahead. He's not in the ideal position where he doesn't have his last person standing. So that's a loss for him. And he doesn't have the win. So that's another loss for him. But these aren't too big a losses if you're looking for the end. Because also he'll say this later in the night. He's like, everyone's playing self-interested and they're not focusing in on the six. It's like, bro, you are playing self-interested because you're concerned about Alyssa so much that you're willing to change the script for no reason. Relax, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's with Xavier, it's just like, dude, if you like, he's mad that he wasn't able to control the situation. Like, he's mad that he got outplayed there. Like, literally, he was like, I thought we were all supposed to throw it. Literally, Hannah later in the night says, I'm honestly surprised that Xavier didn't try to win. Like, Hannah, the one telling Xavier all week long that you shouldn't win, was like, yeah, I'm surprised you actually listened to me. like this is, you're playing Big Brother. Just because you're in an alliance that's dominating does not mean you're not still playing Big Brother, Xavier.
Yeah, well, and if you did drop, if in fact you did drop, you can't expect that people will do exactly what you wanted. But we've also seen this with X before, right? He gets off the wall with DX and he's like, all right, by the way, thanks for all the kings being safe too. Really nailed that one. Really appreciate you on that. Like, you can't. Like, you have agency in the game, sure, but then you can't be upset if like you try and push and they're not willing to do it. And I think the other thing he's upset about, Taryn, is that Tiffany's not touched the block yet, right? And he's been on the block. Now he's going to mention three times in a row.
Oh my God, guys! I'm going to be on the block for the third time in a row. This is worse than Brittany.
I did not expect X to give us Brittany energy week 9 in the house, but here we are again. I was just baffled by the reaction here because he has seemed pretty cool, calm, collected throughout the game. Obviously, were moments where he wants a specific shift in the narrative, a specific direction for it to go. But I never expected it to be like this. It's too much. It's too much.
We get Alyssa and Xavier talk for a bit. In particular, Xavier is looking for more ammunition against Tiffany here. He says to Tiffany that he feels, oh, didn't you make a deal with Alyssa? Now you're going to have to break your deal with Alyssa. And she's like, no, I didn't make a deal with Alyssa for this week. And he goes to Alyssa. He's like, didn't you have a deal with Tiffany? Don't you have a deal? And she's like, no, I don't have a deal with Tiffany this week. I think we're going to go up on the block together. He's like, but I thought you had a deal with her. He's like, she's like, no deal. Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Yeah. Nope. And in the midst of all this, Alyssa not being spoken about yet on this update, nor last night, really. But Alyssa obviously was very defeated after dropping. She's back on slop again. She's very concerned about this. And she kind of just checked out. Like, after that moment, when the feats came on, she was distraught. And she's kind of been done. So even, like, X talking about all this, I don't think Alyssa was in the mindset to care. She's just, like, surviving the night, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Asa talks to Big D shortly after the competition. She's going to help sort of comfort him through his being upset. But also, she talks about Tiffany winning. She's like, honestly, I'm happy that Tiff won. I didn't want Kylan to win. Kylan knew full and well that if Tiffany had dropped that if he had dropped, Tiffany would have dropped, and then I would have won. She blames Kylan primarily for the whole situation, which is not surprising considering that she hates Kylan so much. So that's how she's feeling, at least in this part of the night. Xavier talks to Big D, and he's like, I knew we had to worry about Kylan, but now we have to worry about Tiffany too. Alyssa was supposed to be the one that made it to seven. Everyone agreed. He says, you know what? I want to use that veto on Alyssa. I want to win the veto and use it on Alyssa and force Claire on the block.
Well, you can't quite do that if you're on the block. Now, can you, X? That's,
well, he's still theoretically good.
He could, but Taryn, do you think he would? Do you think he would?
No,
genuinely.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Because I can't deal with that this week. I cannot deal with him winning the veto on the block and using it on Alyssa. That would be too much. I would not be able to live that. Yeah.
He talks to Tiffany and he complains again, and she explains again. She says again, like, you know, she even like gives, like, I could put up Kylan. He's like, no, it just put me up. She's like, yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I don't want to put up Kylan. And then if you win the veto, and she would expect you to use it. So it does make sense for you to go up on the block. He says, well, I think that Asa should be the replacement nominee if I win the veto and take myself down, because I don't want to give Alyssa any false hope. I don't want Kai going up there and her being like, oh, now Kai can maybe go. I want her to know that it's not going to be her that stays. I guess maybe part of this too is that he wants Asa to touch the block.
That's what I think.
But weird call to give Tiffany this ammunition that he's intentionally throwing Asa out there, especially considering he works on Asa for the rest of the night. I don't know why he would want Azza to be, it's a weird call.
I mean, I think ultimately, like, he just wasn't thinking straight after all. He's been so clouded by all of this, you know, change in plans that he sees that he's just not really focusing on, maybe I shouldn't bring up this person. Maybe I shouldn't talk about this person. And I do think, you know, the whole, like, being, carrying the women of the Alliance made him kind of see the end game as like, oh, okay, we're going to have to win these comps and like navigate this way. He didn't think for a second that, hey, maybe they're going to win a couple of comps and they're going to have some agency and carry the decisions. And I think that's messed his mind up, because he was calculating the end game severely differently, where maybe he's winning a bunch and Kylan's winning a bunch and they're making all the decisions together. Whereas now, been out of his hands for how long? And he's not going to get his first choice. He's going to get a second choice, and he's going to be upset about it, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. So Xavier talks to Big D after the HOH room reveal, talks to Big D and Kylan in the living room, and they're going off. Big D's going off. Xavier's going still. I did not lie when I said literally the whole night was complaining. If I sound like I am annoyed with Xavier, it's because I had to listen to him complain for 9 hours. And it's frustrating to listen to his complaints, especially when there's not a lot of merit to them. So they're going to continue to complain. And Big D is like, I'm ready to pull the trigger. Early. I'm ready to pull the trigger next week. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. And Xavier's like, whoa, no, not before the six. Like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, we were totally on the same plane. So same page. Yeah. Don't worry.
And like, yeah. So I love that he's riling him up, but then when they get too riled up, he's like, no, but we can't do it. It's like, what? So you just want to vent. I've certainly been in the spot where I'm like, I don't need a solution. I don't want it. I just need to vent about it. I've heard that. And Xavier's one of my favorites this season. But I'm telling you, Taryn, I literally listened to Kylan and Claire talk about How I Met Your Mother for like 20 minutes as opposed to looking at other feeds, because I was like, this is calming. This is at least something else. I'm going to take this refresher and we'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah. I've been saying for a long time, I think Big D is not really on board with this whole cookout thing. He said it before, but he was like ready to go. Like, are people going to agree with me? We can take out Tiffany next week. And they're like, oh, no, not before six. Oh yeah. No. Yeah. I would. They also though say, Xavier, one of the things he's going to start saying, and I fully believe that he means this, he intends to throw this veto. Ideally to Alyssa. Xavier wants Alyssa to win this veto if possible, so that Alyssa can take herself down and Claire has to go up. He really wants that to happen. He's gonna talk about it about 20 times or so throughout the course of the night. I'm of half a mind to throw this veto to Alyssa. I'm of three quarters of a mind to throw this veto to Alyssa. I'm not going to lie. I want that to happen. But
that'd be the most drama.
But he has been explaining that he wants to do that to about half the house at this point. And I don't know how well that's going to go down.
That's the thing. It's, you're really throwing it at the most effective point if no one can tell you're doing it. And that takes a lot of acting as part of the main element, something Kylan clearly couldn't do well. But if everyone knows going in and they've heard through the grapevine that you're going to do this, that is not a good spot for you to be in, because now you're going to be under scrutiny before you even pretend to not win it. So I don't love that for him at all.
Mm-hmm. They also, Kylan talks about how nobody should really want to win the HOH next week, because then you can't compete at six. And so they're like, we should throw next week. But of course, if Claire is there, it's going to be harder for them to throw that HOH. And if Alyssa is there, it's going to be very easy for them to throw that HOH, because they would hope that Alyssa would take the shot over at the women. So Big D is going to talk to Ozza some more. And he says, I know I'm going up. I know it. I'm going up on the block. It's his weekly Thursday night. I'm going up on the block talk. Ozza's like, what are you talking about? Why would you go up on the block? He's, I just know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the combined combination of it being Tiffany at the wheel and also when he loses comps, again, he hits rock bottom and he's very down on himself. So it does not shock me in the least bit where he's just big nervous about this when in reality, you're going to be fine because not everyone's thinking like you, Big D, of potentially pulling an old switcheroo and doing something wild this week. You would know if you're going to go on the block. You're not going on the block. But keep thinking it because it's fun for us sometimes.
Yeah. Kylan talks to Hannah and they both agree. Yeah, Tiffany winning was fine. Like it was understandable. Like, Kylan's like, I get it. And this is when Hannah says like, honestly, I'm surprised Dex didn't try to do the same thing, which was very funny considering she's the one that convinced him not to. Kylan says, at the end of the day, this is probably better anyway. I mean, Claire is more beatable than Alyssa is. And she's like, yeah, exactly. And he's like, let me tell you, Hannah, Xavier is. And he's like, and I get it. I get why he's pissed, but oh boy, is he pissed.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key that I want to go back to is literally when you remove allegiances out of the non-cookout members and you just look at them with stats and with their capabilities, Alyssa, outside of last night's blunder where she gets out early, has been pretty close to, again, runner-up status for a lot of these comps or close to podium for a lot of these comps. Whereas Claire has just not been proven to be good in any of them really all that well. So I think that alone should give you confidence that this is what's going to happen. I think the problem is, similarly to how he might be thinking, if Alyssa wins, she'll go after the girls. The concern is that if Claire wins, she's going to go after the guys. And like that's not good for them. And that's the big worry for X. But again, if it's for the six, you know what you got to do. And you know what the move is.
Yeah, when Xavier has allowed Kylan to be the person that's able to play the middle in the cookout, like you've done something wrong. Like this is not mm-hmm. great. So X is going to spend a lot of time talking to Ozza, complaining about Tiffany, hours of time talking to Ozza, complaining about Tiffany while she laughs along. She ends up talking to the cameras. She says, you know what? Tiffany did kind of pull a con. But you know, I didn't really mind because, you know, Tiff, I know she's looking out for me. But she's coming around. Xavier is kind of convincing her that like, yeah, maybe that wasn't the coolest thing in the world. But, it's also clear that like she doesn't care that much. And it's mostly just that I think she wants to be on the same page as Xavier. Like this is the most Xavier has like talked to her in a long time, right? Like, all of a sudden Alyssa's upstairs in the have not room and Xavier's downstairs hanging out with her. And in order to be in with the cool kids, she has to complain about Tiffany.
Yeah, exactly. And, what was I going to say? I might've just forgotten midway. So carry on, Taryn, while I pick up my thoughts.
Yes. So, but even here, you know, he's talking to, Ozza for a while and then he gets up and she's like, come cuddle me for a little bit. And he's like, it's 2:00 in the morning. It's like, oh, okay. Well, all right. I guess you don't have to. Can you like come sleep in here with me? 'Cause I'm by myself over here. He's like, no, I'm sleeping in the core room with Kylan. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, you can come in, you can come sleep with us, I guess, if you want. And she's like, well, what about you guys come over and sleep in here? And he's like, yeah, maybe I'll ask Kylan if he wants to do that. But yeah, not me. But you can come sleep over here. I'm going to do my bedtime stuff. I'll be back. And then when he comes back, he's like, yeah, I don't really feel like finding Kylan right now, to be honest. So look, you can come and sleep with us if you want. She's like, oh yeah, I'll do that.
Everyone, cuddle hours are between like midnight and 5 a.m. Don't even trip on that. So all of this was very awkward to me because basically he did everything but say, I kind of don't want to. Like, I'm not feeling that for us. Like, he's not going to say that, obviously, because he thinks he's going to manage it well. But rejection's rejection. And that was big rejection right there. That hurt. Like, you're in a house that's locked. You can't leave in here. You can't, like, I'm not in the mood to find him. There's five rooms. You can find him in 2 minutes. Like, that is not a valid reason.
So she ends up joining Kyland and him in the bedroom. Then they talk some more and she's laughing with them again. So, but still, I mean, Xavier, you got to lock Azza in, here, I think. Xavier goes on to explain that, like, you know, it would have been so great too, because, if Alyssa stays, then it's seven people of color left in the game. And we can just be like, hey, it's seven people of color left in the game. And that's another reason why Alyssa should stay. It's easy. It's easier to explain.
And I mean, a lot of Twitter was like, where was this energy when DX was on the block, Xavier? Where was that? Again, this is that lawyer mind being put to work of like, how many other things can I find to justify my argument here to potentially get what I want? Again, just stop, man. You were in such a good spot, and I just feel like you've slowly, like, chipped away at it. And for what? For nothing. Like, he did all of this to get in a worse spot when he gets at six. I hate that. I hate that for him. For how many weeks have we been like, it's Xavier's game to lose now. This final six is key for Xavier. He's still not in a bad spot, but he's not in the best spot that he may have been 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. It's not great.
Mm-hmm. So that was pretty much the night there, on their end. Tiffany's going to talk a lot with Claire and Hannah over the course of the night. She ends up talking to Hannah a bit about their end game plans, pretty much the same as they always have been, just continuing to lock them in. Tiffany understands that the guys are kind of upset, and that she, you know, she kind of did a thing here. And she's like, I knew what I was taking on when I won this HOH, and I'm going to have to deal with it. And this is the question that I asked last night, which is, you know, this is theoretically great for Tiffany because she gets to, keep Claire probably. And then, she can't win next week, which means she's definitely competing at six. If Claire wins, oh well. If anybody else wins, Claire probably just goes home. There's not a lot of downside in a theoretical sense, but in some ways, because it's such a good position, everybody can see that it's a good position, and they're not happy about it because of all this talk about who was supposed to win. And she has definitely lost some credibility in the eyes of at least Xavier. For me, this is like, last night, in the episode, Xavier was like, I want to go to the end with Tiffany and Hannah. And I was like, whoa, I can't believe he actually wants to go to the end with Tiffany and Hannah. And then, like, a couple of hours later, I was like, he's not going to want to go to the end with Tiffany and Hannah anymore. That was a brief ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that initially I was concerned with Tiffany winning here, ultimately because all I kept thinking about is, what if Alyssa wins veto and now you have to be the reason Claire goes? That's going to be difficult for you, especially if you've decided I want to keep the Lions quiet until, like, you know, after they all leave. But ultimately, it is very good for Tiffany specifically. Again, competing at six is great. Claire winning is fine. That's good. And if there's anybody that can navigate the game and fix their position as they go along in a week, it's Tiffany. So I feel complete trust that she'll be able to be completely fine. I think ultimately winning two back to back, and given that even though she was dethroned, they don't necessarily, you know, that anonymous entry don't really count. So what we're seeing is Tiffany won two in a row. That resume starting to look a little stacked. Maybe they start looking at her. But again, I feel like if there's anyone that can course correct, it's Tiffany. So I feel completely fine with her position here. And I feel like she's going to be okay. Ultimately, I think this was a good win for her. And especially if the alternative was Kyland, I think it was a good win for her.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan here asks, what if the cookout wins HOH and Claire wins the veto next week, assuming that Claire is the last person left? Would Tiffany be out then? I mean, that, again, that depends on who the HOH is.
Yes.
Probably, right? Because, if it's, for instance, Big D, and he puts up Tiffany and Claire, and then Claire wins the veto. Who does Big D put up next to Tiffany? Probably Hannah. And then I do think that Tiffany would probably go home. Even then, though. Let's see. It's seven, so there's four votes. She would need three to stay if Big D wants to break the tie to evict her. Xavier's voting to keep Hannah, but Claire votes to keep Tiff.
Kylan and Oz left.
Kylan, I think, would vote to keep Tiffany, and Azza would be the swing there. And I don't know where Azza goes. I mean, I think Azza leans Tiffany right now. She's still not the biggest Hannah fan.
I mean, unless Big D puts his foot down to Azza.
Yeah.
Do I see?
And then it's going to happen in a double eviction. So
right.
That would be interesting. If Xavier wins, he puts up Tiffany and Claire. Claire wins the veto. Xavier probably replaces Claire with either Azza or Kai. If he wants to take Tiffany out, he puts up Azza. If he wants to take Kai out, he probably puts up Kai and just takes Kai out. Because I still, even though he's pissed at Tiffany, I think he still wants Kai out first. So he'd probably just take that shot at Kai. If he did put Azza up, then it's still Hannah, Claire, then Big D and Kai. Yeah, Kai would keep Tiffany. So I think it is still pretty hard to get Tiffany out next week unless she loses Kylan. And potentially Azza. I don't think it's a terrible spot for her there. You know, anybody else would be like if Hannah won and she put up Claire, might not even put Tiffany up next to Claire at that point. I don't think Kylan intends to put Tiffany next to Claire. He's got his own, idea about how it should be, Tiffany and somebody else. So then if Claire wins, then she pulls down Tiffany and so on and so forth. So, I actually think she's fine heading into next week, in the event that, like her worst case scenario is Big D winning. And then even then, I think she might still be safe. It's a pretty fine spot. The biggest loss, I think, for Tiffany here is moving into the final potential, like final five situation where, which is what I always thought she was, but like, if they take out Big D first and then Xavier wins at five, actually he still has to deal with Kylan. So he deals with Kylan first. If they take out, if Kylan goes first, then she's the next target, which she already assumed. But she wasn't the next target prior to this, probably. Unless she can win her way back in and it was just a brief period of like people getting upset.
So I think ultimately my takeaway from all this is that she's making it to the six pretty easy, regardless of whatever happens night of double eviction one. Double eviction two will be interesting depending on who wins. So it's going to be very interesting. Because like I said, we just did the mental exercise with how many votes could Tiffany have to stay. I think if anyone can just strengthen their position, it's Tiffany from the HOH spot, whereas we've seen quite a few people have the HOH spot and just tank their games or do horribly this season with their social capital. I feel like Tiffany's going to be fine. She's in quite a few end game plans. Kylan mentioned that that's the true final two for him. Xavier, you mentioned already, still looking at Hannah and Tiffany. That could change. Situations are fluid here, but I feel like she's going to be all right. It's just a matter of now that she's won a couple competitions, does that bump her up the list? And does it become a situation where no matter how good her social game is, how well everyone sees her and appreciates her and wants to be at the end with her, they might think, I don't think I can beat you anymore, so you have to go.
Yeah, I think this is very much like a short-term gain for a little bit of a long-term loss. The benefit to that kind of maneuver is that the short-term gain is right in front of you, immediate, and you can always repair the long-term loss, and maybe even turn it into something that ends up working out for you. But the danger is that the short-term gain for a long-term loss means that, if you could have just wrote it out through this short-term rockiness, turbulence, then you would have been in a good spot long-term. It reminds me of John and Netta in Big Brother Canada 2, where Netta really kind of puts her foot down in the end game to make sure that that her people stay a little bit longer. That helps her in the short term to get to the end. But then John wins out anyway and you know, in part because of her putting her foot down, realizes I can't take her to the end like I thought I would. So we'll see if this does any long-term damage to Tiffany, who was looking pretty good here. You know, ultimately, honest, if I'm being honest, I feel like probably the call was not to win this for Tiffany. I think letting Claire go here was the better call. But that has never really been Tiffany's MO at this point. She always likes to take the riskier route. So we'll see where things go from here.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because what was it, about a month ago where she came up with the plan of having the pairs and having them, a member of the cookout sit next to the non-member of the cookout. And those initial blueprints, Claire was going out early. Claire was like first or second out in the jury. So that's clearly changed. And a month ago, we looked at it. I had mentioned, especially on my Stockwatch appearance, I had said, if she goes to the end with the cookout at six, I don't think that's the best spot for her to be in. Now, clearly, she's been doing a good job of maneuvering, getting better. Here, it makes it complicated, but I feel like she's kind of back in where she began, where it's going to look tough for her at six moving forward. But again, I fully trust Tiffany to be able to navigate out of it. It's just a matter of the resumes at that point and how many people are going to be like, resume over whatever I feel about you and think about you.
I think my biggest thing would be if Tiffany was willing to take Xavier out at seven in the event of a Claire HOH or veto, then I would say this is worth the risk because getting Xavier out that early would be amazing for Tiffany. But given that she wants to take out Big D first, if Claire wins that HOH in the double and puts up Big D and Xavier or even Kai and Xavier, and if Tiffany takes out Big D on a Claire HOH and it's still Kai and Xavier in the game at six with Claire, I don't love that for Tiffany. I mean, it's still better than the Big D in the final six, but I don't think that's enough of a gain for her. If she was able to take out Xavier at seven and move into the final six with Claire, Big D, Kai, Azza, and Hannah, that would be worth, I think, the risk here. But I don't know that that is her plan at this time. I don't even know for sure that she would keep Kai over X if those were the two options. I don't know if she'd have the pull to keep Kai over X if those were the two options. So if Xavier's not going to leave at seven anyway, then I don't think that keeping Claire around is enough of a benefit to warrant the potential loss of social capital heading into six. But if she's able to repair these wounds she's got a full week to sit through this. People have a lot of time to cool down. Let Kai piss people off again. Do whatever you need to do. Then she'll probably be fine, and she'll have gotten a free win here. But I don't know if it's worth. Personally, I don't think it was worth the risk.
Well, we'll have to see how it plays out. Because I'm thinking about it now, and if Claire does win HOH during the first double and Big D somehow wins the veto, that might be her best thing, right? Because then potentially it's going to be Kai versus X and one of them will leave, and that's better for her than if Big D leaves. Because the other thing is it, and remind me right now still, Claire has wanted Big D gone, obviously, because she sees Big D as someone who's just holding up a final two seat hostage right now, right? As the GOAT.
Yeah, but that was kind of like a month ago. Since then, she's been on Xavier. She wants Xavier out.
Okay, so then if she wants Xavier gone, I could see her not putting Big D on the block potentially and throwing up an X and a Kylan, right?
Wouldn't she have to worry? Because if Claire is thinking, smartly, then...
The hesitation.
If you put Kai on the block, Azza's voting out Kai. You probably don't know whether Big D is going to vote out Kai or X, but she might assume that Big D would vote to keep Kai. She maybe has to feel like Hannah, I guess if she feels like Hannah and Tiffany are on board with her, she just needs two votes and she can break the tie. But if she puts Big D on the block, then it's the same thing. As long as she has Hannah and Tiffany, it doesn't matter who she puts up next to X, as long as she trusts their votes. So She may not care at all. She may just go for the, you know, the least amount of blood, least amount of potential blowback, put Big D up on the block next to Xavier. And then when they take out Xavier, Big D's mad at me. But she might end up finding that, that they end up voting Big D out instead of Xavier, which I do think would be a mistake on their part.
Before we head out, because I feel like we're about to get to that point, we're in the spot right now where obviously this looks like an easy dunzo week looking in. Tiffany won, Alyssa's the target. If she wins, Claire goes, that's fine. But I think there's a lot of interesting dynamics in the house that are very fluid. Like we've said this from the beginning, the Cookout are an alliance of six that are working together, but they are not very closely bonded and happy with each other all the time throughout the season. They've just not been. So now we're going to start seeing those dynamics play out. We saw X last night being upset. I think there's going to be a lot of that this week. There's going to be a lot of people trying to move their pieces to try and be in a better position. It's going to be five-dimensional chess. That's going to be fun. The permutations and combinations of the people that could end up winning the double and what that could mean is going to be great. And then hopefully, because my big ideal is I want to see all six of them be standing at the end of the double eviction Thursday and just watch how they play for that week. I'm very curious to see how that goes. I feel like we never get this. We've always wanted this. Okay, so then once this happens, once the alliance gets there, the civil war begins. And I feel like we're finally in a position where we get to see that civil war in its completion. And I know if we get 5 out of 6, that's still the civil war happening. But now I'm like, I want the whole cake. I don't want one slice gone. Give me the whole thing. I want to see it all play out. So I'm very, very, very excited for both the setup this week and what's coming next week. I feel like we're in a good spot. We're going to be in a good spot for this week as far as content goes. There's some hope.
Yes. That's what we have. Obviously, the biggest thing that could happen here is if Alyssa wins the veto, we would have to see Tiffany turn on Claire. She talked to Hannah about it. She was like, well, I could tell Claire that she's the best option to send Xavier home. And Hannah was like, I think you just have to be honest at that point.
1,000%.
Right. It's gonna suck.
1,000%.
That would be not good for Tiffany's game, obviously. To have to take out Claire herself. Not only because it would suck for her to have to take out Claire herself, but also because it makes her look pretty bad. You had to waste your HOH on your ally. That's a bit of a backfire, huh? And now Alyssa's coming for you next week if she wins. And you've got Xavier and Big D who are still pissed off at you. That's two votes that could vote you out with Alyssa breaking the tie. It would not be a good situation for Tiffany, but it would be a good situation for TV. So
we do like good TV. I think so. Here's the other thing. The way they've set up the decision to not tell the jury any of this, right? That might add some problems, but it sounds like obviously we saw the segment last night and, you know, with people talking about how maybe DX got inceptioned by a reporter to kind of know a little bit of this stuff. They're kind of piecing some stuff together, but I feel like in no world, if Tiffany's the one who sends Claire home and also explains it to her, I feel like Claire can lay out the fact, like tell the jury what's going on. But I feel like that initial impact will be like, whoa, how did this happen? So I'm very, very keen to see how this plays out. Obviously, TV is great. So I'm always going to be rooting for TV. And still, as long as the Cookout's still all there, I'm happy. So if Alyssa wins, I'm not particularly mad at it. I would like to see how they decide to go about this because I want to know. I want to see, are we going to get a moment where it's just Tiffany and Claire one-on-one and she tells Claire everything? Because then Claire's going to leave that room and be like, yo, everyone here fooled me. Everyone here, like, and who is she going to, like, that? There's no campaigning to be done at that point. Is she going to do?
The whole thing is out at that point. They said, like, then Alyssa will find out, but who cares at that point? Claire's going home. Alyssa, it'll be us against Alyssa, which is their best shot, actually, because Alyssa would probably retaliate against Tiffany if under regular circumstances. But if Alyssa finds out that it's literally her versus the rest of the house, including Xavier, then does she really waste time still going after Tiffany? Or like, I mean, at that point, she probably does. I mean, like, what do you even do? We've never seen somebody in this situation before where it's like, yeah, literally, it doesn't matter who you think you're aligned with. It doesn't matter who you target. If you take out one of us, the other five are still coming after you. At that point, if Alyssa does win, she just has to put up Kylan and Xavier as the two biggest comp threats, and like be like, okay, one of you is down. Now my chances are a little bit better in the final six veto. Like, but I don't know that she can. I don't know that she can even get there, man. You know, like that's such a strange place to put yourself in a game of Big Brother.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw yesterday how, again, I mentioned Alyssa was a little bit checked out. It'll be interesting if you know, obviously if Claire finds out, then Alyssa finds out via Claire or through the house just being open about everything. I don't know if that's going to, you know, put a fire in her belly to like go all out, or if it's going to make her feel defeated and like she'll get in her head about it. I don't know. I'm not sure how, which direction that would take. So I would be interested to find out.
Yeah, I mean, Brittany in season 12 was told when it was already too late. Like, it was like, sorry, you're going home because of this. If Alyssa finds out this week because she wins the veto and Claire has to go up and they tell Claire, then she knows going into the next competition that, like, her entire game is invalid. Like all of the relationships she thinks she has don't matter. It is purely a competition at this point. And that's a very interesting place to look at the game from. And also, for what it's worth, Brittany had Lane, who was willing to betray the brigade for her. If that was a possibility.
I'm very interested, because the interesting thing for me comes here. She finds out, cause obviously we've talked about it and I've gotten questioned about this before, of like, who out of the non cookout, house guests is going to be the most upset about finding out about the cookout or feel like the most hurt. And I said SB easily, because I feel like SB just has had a lot of investment with Kylan. But we would have had, this will be our first and only situation where someone will remain in the house knowing that, hey, X, you knew all this and you've just not told me anything, and I've been nothing but honest with you. That'll be very interesting stuff to watch. So again, only drama will come out of Alyssa winning the veto, and maybe that, or Alyssa getting the veto used on her. So maybe that's what I would love to see, just for more popcorn. So,
yeah. So there we go. That's what we have for you. We'll see how the week plays out. The veto competition tomorrow will be the big event of the week, because then we'll know what's going to happen with the rest of the week. But I think the primary things we're looking for this week are, does Xavier cool down? Is Kylan going to stay true to wanting Tiffany in the final two, or is he going to sway from that as well? And then what happens with the veto is going to be big. But then beyond that, we are, we're waiting for Zingbot, we're waiting for this double.
Yeah, and that'll be very fun. One last thing. They didn't give Tiffany Beyonce. They gave her Chris Brown. So that's a huge downgrade. Huge downgrade.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. A no thank you, if you will.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have for you today. Thank you guys so much for joining us. You can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, or on Twitter @ArmstrongTaren. I will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. I'll also be live in just a couple of hours over on the patron group for Rob as a Podcast for the Big Brother Q&A. Where I will be joined by Jacob Jones to take your calls and answer your questions. That should be a fun one, so make sure you tune in. Puya, where can people find you?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Puyaism, but they can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I'll be live tonight at 11 with the pad, answering the questions of the people, just hanging out, having a good time. And then obviously we'll be back with Among Us at 2 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. That'll be fun once again. 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way premiered last week, and I had Asia on with me to talk about all of that. And I'll be talking about episode 2 this weekend as well. And then besides that, just excited for this week, man. It should be fun.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And see you all next time.